You've mentioned the policing board, you've mentioned public accounts committee. If we add in the Ombudsman, Department of Justice, Justice Committee, policing, community safety partnerships, criminal justice inspectorate, the audit office, possibly even the Home Office, MI5, ACPO, bending your ear at times. I mean, is it possible for the police to be too accountable or to be over-regulated? I mean, you're kind of the mass, you're the slave of a lot of different people.
My view is with devolution came enormous potential. And getting to the evolution of policing justice was incredibly important, and the benefits vastly outweigh the negatives. But what happens now, of course, is we haven't taken anything away. So we have layers of accountability in the local domain here, but also in terms of national security and Westminster, I still have the same levels of meetings over there. So it is difficult. I mean, I have to manage Westminster and the needs of Westminster, which has lots of meetings and structures, ministerial involvement, but I also have to manage here. I think at the moment there needs to be a review of the amount of inspection and regulation still, because if you're being tasked with transforming the way you deliver your services, you can't keep on many times a week reporting those to different levels of the bureaucracy. And I think the PSNI has earned the right now to be more light touch in a lot of the regulation. Important issues, such as, for example, the way we manage the powers, the surveillance, the management of information, the whole surveillance commission, I absolutely applaud that. Looking at the way in which we're spending our money is subject to public scrutiny. But there's an awful lot of regulation that I think is duplicated now and perhaps could be removed.